This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The new forecast from the National Hurricane Center says Category 1 Hurricane Ian is targeting the coast of South Carolina today. Then tonight and tomorrow, it will move across eastern South Carolina and North Carolina. 85-mile-per-hour winds. Right now, the storm's about 105 miles south-southeast of Charleston, South Carolina. The AP's Meg Kennard is there.
People are getting their supplies together. They say that they're ready for this storm. They've got water in case they need it. But they don't really look toward this as the kind of high-level event that's going to cause them to go into panic mode or get out of the area.
This morning in Charleston, though, the streets are pretty much empty, and the wind is strong enough to bend tree branches. Rain is falling sideways. Several deaths are reported in Florida after the hurricane slammed through on Wednesday. The AP's Tim McGuire.
Bridges, piers, homes, and businesses have been heavily damaged or destroyed by Hurricane Ian in Florida.
I think I'm out of Florida.
James Burdett thought he would be safe in his North Fort Myers home, but at the height of Hurricane Ian, he had to find shelter in the neighbor's brick house across the street.
I literally watched my house disappear.
He says after losing everything, he just wants out of the state and find a place away from the storms.
The storm knocked out the power to Cuba, and that's prompting protests in the streets of Havana. Much of the power's back on now. This morning, President Putin opened a Kremlin event formally incorporating parts of occupied Ukraine into Russia. Moscow says those residents voted for this. The West calls all of this a barefaced land grab. China's pushing back against complaints from two U.S. congressmen about the quarantining of American diplomats and their families under the country's strict COVID regulations. China says this is based on science. This is AP News. The AP's Ed Donahue reports on word that a Supreme Court justice's wife has spoken to the January 6th committee.
The wife of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas was interviewed by the House committee investigating the Capitol riot.
Thank you for being here.
Jenny Thomas answered some of the questions. Committee Chair Benny Thompson says she stood by the false claim the 2020 election was stolen. A source familiar with the investigation tells the AP Thomas did not provide any evidence or reasoning to back up her claim. Her attorney says Mrs. Thomas had significant concerns about fraud and irregularities, and beyond that, played no role in any events after the 2020 election results. Jenny Thomas has repeatedly maintained her political activities posed no conflict of interest with the work of her husband. Benny Thompson says they're glad she came, and it's a work in progress. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Gas prices are rising. Gas is $3.79 a gallon this morning. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.